This week's key stage two assembly at Michael Faraday School was very, very thoughtful. It was delivered by Joanna's year five class. We have an awful lot of ideas to share and explore here. So we have four of the key performers in the assembly. So names first, madam.
Leanne.
Phoebe.
Bora.
Joseph.
Brilliant. We have Leanne, we have Phoebe, Bora, and we have Joseph. Now, what I find really interesting was this assembly started off work in the classroom as something a little different and then became your assembly. So first of all, maybe Leanne, what have you been studying in RE? What kind of religion?
Hinduism.
Yeah, and where did your work start? So what have you been learning about Hinduism, some of the early work?
First we learned why the sound, how the sound created the world, and then we learned about that Hindus don't eat meat.
Yes, and save that thought, we'll come back to that. So we were exploring different ideas about Hinduism. So random question, so Phoebe, please tell me, we've learned about not eating meat. What could be another Hindu belief system? What's perhaps key to how they think about life?
Well, they don't eat meat, but they think about like gods and beliefs and stuff.
Yeah,
like in the Bible and stuff.
And Bora had a really good idea about making a connection. What was your idea about the Hinduism key central belief idea?
The Hinduism key central belief was that they believe in reincarnation, as reincarnation means that when you die, depending on how you behave in your last life, you come out as something. So say you are human, if you had a bad life, you might come out as an ant, or if you had a good life, you might come out as a king or somebody like that.
Yeah, fascinating, and maybe Joseph can complete this idea. So how might that idea of reincarnation be connected to Hindus not eating meat?
Because if someone is second life is like, let's say a cow, and then you kill them, that means that you just basically killed a person.
Very thoughtful and put beautifully as well. That's very, very good. So we had a wider class discussion with our class teacher, Joanna, about Hinduism, which then led to you were all very interested to find out more about vegetarianism and that what the assembly was about. So, Leanne, it was also really, really good timing. What has been the most recent event in the calendar that connected this?
World Vegetarian Day.
And that took place
on October the 1st.
Yeah, and so you introduced this idea in the assembly, and Phoebe, you asked for the other assembly members to perhaps define what it means to be a vegetarian. And what were some of the answers, or what was one of the main answers?
Well, the main answer was, like Tiffay said, who is a vegetarian, or something like that, she said. Tiffay in my class, she said, what is a vegetarian? And then everybody put their hand up, and yeah. So basically, we were doing answers and stuff, and it was really fun.
And this was backed up with lots of wonderful, colourful posters and designs. And so I know that, Bora, you've been researching different facts about vegetarianism. Let's see if we can manage these. Let's try and go around. So think of some facts. So, Bora, one fact, please, about vegetarianism.
Around 4,500 fish are consumed by a normal human being in their lifetime.
In their lifetime, so 4,500 fish. We haven't got any information in front of us, so Joseph, can you perhaps think back to one more fact?
An average person will eat 11 cows.
Okay, in their lifetime?
Yeah.
Quite a lot. And ladies, have we got any other facts to contribute? Can we think of anything?
In Japan, the research, it shows that people who are vegetarian can live up to 13 years longer than people that eat meat.
So 13 years longer, possibly, that's the health benefit. And Phoebe, a final fact?
You could get cancer and heart disease if you eat lots of, like, meat.
Yep, so your assembly also looked at some of the benefits and the reasons why. So there's many reasons why. So, Bora, can you think of a reason perhaps why somebody might choose to become a vegetarian?
Somebody might choose to become a vegetarian to stop animals being killed, also to help feed people that all over the world that don't have any food.
Yeah, that was one suggestion, and maybe something a lot more personal. So Joseph, why might someone decide personally to become a vegetarian?
Maybe they want to become a vegetarian because they don't want, maybe they may have like heart disease or cancer, so they may want to stop being meat eaters.
Yeah, wonderful. So many different reasons. And what I personally enjoyed about your Year 5 assembly was I didn't feel that you were preaching. So you had all these facts, but you were giving people information. So maybe a final question, Phoebe. How would you say, what was the final message about, what did you leave people to think about as they left the assembly?
Well, we left them to think about if you could stop eating meat for like even one day. And they closed their eyes and just thought if they could stop for one day or
yeah. And I think you're very also keen to explain that this is a very, very personal choice, and it's up to you to decide about how you want to approach becoming a vegetarian or not. Wonderful. Well, we've got plenty of photos from your assembly. We shall share those on the school website, michaelfaradayschool.co.uk. So I want to say really thank you to Leanne and to Phoebe and to Bora and to Joseph. Lots of ideas that were discussed there. So well done. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.